Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The DH, David Justice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Fernandez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thome hits a pop-up towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch scores. Becker moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Justice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lawton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Giles strikes out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Knobloch applying the tag. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mears. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Mears steals second. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive towards third. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Mears moves to third. Becker moves to second. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vizquel moves to third. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Justice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Tomey moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coomer for the out. One out. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhowiak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Giles. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Mears applying the tag. 1 out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knobloch scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Becker. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Becker steals second. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Becker moves to third. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Becker scores. Molitor moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Steinbach scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Starhowiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Justice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Lawton reaches second base with a double. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawton moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawton scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Coomer takes first base on ball four. Steinbach moves to second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak strikes out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Molitor scores. Steinbach moves to third. Coomer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Twins. Paulison Mocker now pitching. Roberto Kelly pinch hits for Matt Lawton. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Steinbach scores. Coomer scores. Cordova moves to third. It's 8-2, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mears strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch is walked intentionally. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Becker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with a Sinmacher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Kelly now playing right field. Denny Hocking now playing third base. Greg Swindell now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Jose Mesa now pitching. Denny Hocking batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hocking hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Justice strikes out. 1 out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards third. Hawking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.